300 টাকা দরকার।
All of Penipatra, eternal rest, that will be useless to our understanding. No, I don't want rest, neither I want to exploit anything, to be master of this material. I don't want to be monarch of all I serve. Neither perfect rest, zero. But I want to live as an unit in a wholesome organic whole, organism. Just as in this everywhere, in this body, all the atoms in the body, they are contributing, they are doing service for the wholesome of the whole body, and not for its own or for a particular group. All paralysis is not desirable. The paralysis in the body, or any atom which acts according to its whim, is unnecessary, whether it may be grouped or single. But all the atoms must work for the common welfare of the whole system in our body, then it is healthy. A body is healthy when all the parts, however insignificant, are working for the welfare of the whole, and neither for any group, and not for its own self, or stopping the work. They are all abnormal. So we shall all dedicate our whole energy with much attraction for the whole, organic whole, which is represented by Krishna, Adhyagam, Absolute. A part of the Absolute, not a diseased part in the Absolute, but a healthy part of the Absolute. Whether he's like that to be dead or to be lay on in disease, suffering from disease or dead. When they stop all the activity, they're dead, body dead. And when revolting for common interest, to work for common interest, there is disease. So the Vaishnava principle has condemned these two, this mukti, moksha, that is the death, dead stop of all activity which the Shankara, Mayavadi and the Buddha scored, they admire much. Just as when one is just too much disturbed, too much, for it is too much painful to for a disease, he wants to commit suicide. I can't tolerate this painful state. So he wants to commit suicide. So the Mayabadis are like that. They are just, can't tolerate the painful condition of this world of enjoyment. They want to do away with their whole existence, commit suicide. It is better not to live than to live in such suffering. That is the general idea. But healthy condition, to live in a healthy condition, that is with the Vaishnava religion, Vaishnava conception. That a positive life is possible, happy life is possible, optimistic. The only optimistic school is, and joy meaning in Karmakanda, he told, yes, there will be suffering, there will be disease, but go on, no other alternative, go on enjoying in a controlled way. Controlled way, then less disease. Death is unavoidable, then life may be longer. To make the best of a bad bargain, no other alternative, we shall have to go on in this world. No other alternative, but go cautiously, as much as possible. Do good work, and then you will get a happy life in heaven. But that will also come to end, and again you will have to fall and come here. But what to do? No other alternative. Do good things and try to help you as much as possible, remaining in this plane of enjoyment, this mortal enjoyment. That is karma kandi, gojai meaning. And Shankar, Buddha, they want to commit suicide. You know, living means troublesome. So no life that will be, if you get away from all troubles, means to efface one's existence, no other alternative. But the Vaishnava philosophers, they have discovered from the scriptures, revealed scriptures, no, there is a plane where you can live happily. And that is eliminating these two tendencies. And there is a third thing which is very life-giving, and that is devotion, dedication. By mutual dedication, we can be relieved from all this, and that is tasteful. And that is also very sweet and happy life is there. Die to live in the... apparently it may seem to be a death, but no, there we can find real life is there as death. That is die as an individual interest, but live as a common interest. By common interest. And the common is represented by the supreme regulator. There is a center of common interest, and it is such. It is sweet, worth living. If any value of life is, it is there. A sweet life. Not only to go on with a monotonous life, no other alternative but to drag on in a life in purpose. No, it is not there. Living is sweet, back to home. Home comfort, in a higher sense we can get there, mutual. Home comfort, mutual help. From the beginning we have to practice there, mutual help. Dedication for others, for the environment. Contribution for the environment, for which by mutual attempt we will all be happy. The time now? Okay. Stop here.
Budvar.
Wednesday, the day after tomorrow. Good heart.
Rasikananda Prabhu Abhirbhav Sri Govardhan Puja Annakut Mahotsav. November, Buddha, Roro Prabhu. Today is Vishnu Mandir's 14th Divda.
So it is Nagarin.
Today.
Today. Today.
Today. Today. Today. Today. Today. Today. Today.
Today. Today. Today. Today. Today. Today. Today. Today. Today.
Today. Today. 8:14 পর্যন্ত দীপান্বিতা শ্রীমন
এসে বসে গিয়েছেন, এর মধ্যে আপনার এই ভক্তি কানন গিরি মহারাজ, ভক্তি ভারতী মহারাজ, তারপরে ত্রিপুরারী মহারাজ,
অরণ্য মহারাজ,
তারপরে না এখন অরণ্য আসে নেই, তারপরে মহাযোগী মহারাজ, দয়াধর গৌরাঙ্গ প্রভু অ্যান্ড গোবিন্দ প্রভু,
এখন বাকি হচ্ছেন যে অরণ্য মহারাজ, সাগর মহারাজ,
অরণ্য মহারাজ,
পদ্মনাম মহারাজ, তিনজন বাকি,
বন মহারাজ অলসো,
চারজন। আর আমাদের যুধামন্যু প্রভু,
এই যে যুধামন্যু সেবা বিক্রম প্রভু ইন ফ্রন্ট অফ ইউ,
আর দয়াধর প্রভুর একটা কিছু উপাধি হওয়া দরকার, প্রভুপাদ থাকবে বলছেন ভালকানিকেন আর কি। সুধীর গোস্বামী মহারাজ কথা কম বলেন না,
কে
সুধীর গোস্বামী?
হ্যাঁ, ক্রিয়া কেবল উত্তরম, উনি মানে আপনি যেটা বলেন উনি সেটা চিন্তা করেন এবং তার মাঝখান থেকে কি মানে ভালো মানে ওর উপযোগী ভালো কোনটি সেটি
মন্দটা বাদ দিয়ে ভালোটা বেছে,
মন্দ আপনার থাকে না, আপনার কথার মন্দ থাকে না, কিন্তু মানে ওর অনুকূলে কোনটি সবচেয়ে হবে,
একাত্মা কোথায় মহাপ্রভু বলেছেন শ্রীধর স্বামী যে নামানিস বিশ্বাস মধ্যে কোথায় আছে সেটা পাক যেত খুঁজবে, তারপর আমার যাচ্ছে অদ্ভুত
অদ্ভুত
পাবন পাকড়া করেছেন
কি ওয়ান্ডারফুল গোলেরি,
হ্যাঁ এইসব এখানে যা আছে আমার ঠিক কাজায় না, একটু পিকিউ দেওয়ার পেরেই উনি সেটাকে ধরে ফেলেন।
Any speciality? Anywhere?
তারা খোঁজে ওকে, ধর্মার্থ কামকতার সময় প্রতীক্ষা, তারাই ওকে খুঁজে ওর কাছে আসে। এই যে আমরা ওই যেমন ফুটবলের দৃষ্টান্ত, যে খেলা জানে তারই পায়ে বল, আর যে খেলা জানে না সে বল খুঁজে পায় না মাঠে। গৌড়ি বল,
আপনি তো আমাকেই বলছেন,
হ্যাঁ
বলছি কথা তো আপনি আমার সঙ্গে বলছেন, কোন অসুবিধা হচ্ছে না, যেই এখন ইংরেজিতে বলতে আরম্ভ করবেন তখনই ঝামেলা। দয়া করে আমাকেও একটা আরম্ভ দিলে,
এই নাক দিয়ে যত ঠান্ডা নিঃশ্বাস,
হ্যাঁ ওইটা ডাক্তারে বলে দিল,
এইটি
পা দিয়া নাক দেখুন ওটা মোজা আছে, এর ভেতরে কত মোজা আছে, আর তুমি বড়ই যাও না বাবা,
এইটি মুশকিল পারি
মানে ঠান্ডা, কোল্ডনেস কামিং থ্রু নোজ অ্যান্ড মাউথ অ্যান্ড আই,
নিতা নিতা পার্টিকুলার ডিভাইন থট And by the earnestness of you all, in any form or other, they must have come here. Where there is purchaser, seller, the merchant approach, capitalist approach there to open shop. So the audience is the cause of the speaker. According to your quality of attention and aspiration, something will have to come.
ত্রিলোকনাথ আজকে এখন চলে যাচ্ছে হাজব্যান্ড অফ কুন্দলতা হাজব্যান্ড অফ কুন্দলতা
কুন্দলতার
কুন্দলতার স্বামী
খুব বিপদের সময় খুব ভালো কন্ট্রিবিউশন করে কিস্তিতে বাঁচিয়ে দিয়েছেন উনি ওর সঙ্গে এইটা অ্যাসোসিয়েটেড হয়ে আছে এ সময় খুব
সেটা আপনি ইংলিশে বলেন
দি টাইম অফ নেসেসিটি হি কেম আউট উইথ সলভিং attitude. Once when I was posted in Delhi, Kurukshetra Math, in the beginning, I had to take charge of those two moths there, and by collection, newly begun, I had to maintain those moths. Anyhow, I had some inclination that Gaur Purnima celebration I must send some money. When I first attended Gaur Purnima celebration, so many Maryadas came and I saw and I thought how fortunate they are, their money is being utilized in the birth ceremony of Sri Gauranga. That created some impression in me. And when I was in Delhi collecting door to door to maintain those moths, I got such recollection. And I tried my best to collect something more and to send only 25 rupees I could send at that time to Gaur Purnima celebration. But that I had to do with much labor and earnestness. When that money reached Mayapur, and I got a letter from Guru Maharaj. Your money has become a great help to serve both Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu. And I was told by the devotees there, Guru Maharaj told that with much labor and earnestness, this small amount has been sent by that man. Because for small money there was some very imperative necessity. It just reached at this time. So he told that for small amount, so much necessity, I generally cannot be felt. So when we are thirsty, water is valuable. So otherwise, water has not so much value. As much thirst within us, so much value of the water. So small amount, where it reached here, at that time, for that money, they wasn't very much in want. And he told that this man sent this small amount, but he did much for it. So, in the time of necessity, it has value. So this gentleman, when there was a very earnest need to clear the debt installment or so, to the bank or something, he gave the money. I thought like that. Oh. Necessity is valuation. Oh. Negative, positive. Negative. For this good when we are hungry according to our hunger. So we have to create hunger within us. Hunger. Then everything may be valuable to us. If we can develop real hunger, then everything, we shall draw anything and everything for to fulfill our bowel, our belly. This lata pata, everything, bring us memory of Mahaprabhu. If we are spiritually hungry, then everything, every dust in dham, that will come in the form of Krishna conception. According to our one dekhi mone hoy ei Vrindavan, shaila dekhi mone hoy ei Govardhan. Jahan nadi dekhe tahan mane ei Kalindi, Mahapreme pare kandi. Any hill, oh Govardhan. Any forest, Vrindavan. Any river, Yamuna. Hungry. I can't see without that interest to satisfy hunger. Captured by the hunger. So what is necessary? The hunger, that is the sign of the healthy body. So to become healthy, we have to see whether sincerely the hunger is being within us. Bhakti parishan bhavu virakti annatta. This way it should be developed, reality. We must be wakeful to reality. Causing this apparent vision, the apparent stage of the deceiving world, misreading world. We are through misreading and try to acquire the real meaning, real meaning of everything, whatever is outside. To read properly, what is necessary, that is to read properly in its own head. In its own value, not any value of thirst on them according to my selfish object. We are reading environment, we are showing our interest over them, and we are recording that. But independent of our interest, we shall try to read everything properly, in other words, in the terms of the in fact, that is a handsome calculation, that position. That is natural. That is natural reading, independent of all selfish, big or small. Discover all local interest and try to see from the standpoint of absolute interest, everything and everything. Dhoman Pushpati Sabbatta Sabbanja Mani Pushpati. And another, Ishvari Tadadhini Suradusha. Sarvabhuti Sujapushit Bhagavad Bhava Mahatmano. Bhutadi Bhagavad Chatmani Sabhagavad. It is very close to us. Everyday environment is very close to us, but we can't read properly, can't utilize them properly. They all represent in the absolute, all representing, they are living in that sense. That sense, everything, the absolute standpoint, including myself, that reading will be proper reading, and that won't disappoint us. That won't disappoint us. Yata kotha karut nak dhala, yata nagrata. Proper reading is necessary. Why? Fair field, no selfishness, neither enjoyment nor renunciation, nirapekha, that is, nirapekha vanity, impartial, normal, natural, not any prejudice. We should try to live a life without prejudice. Then we will be able to see everything in connection with the absolute, with the infinite, and that is happiness there. No entanglement, no crookedness, no selfish transaction, no diplomacy, none. Of course, in Yogamaya there is diplomacy and other things, grouping, and there also competition. That is all center-pointed, designed by Yogamaya. That is another thing. And this is also dependent on what a reflection of that, what we are suffering from, that estimation, also outcome of that, but perverted, self-centered. Just opposite reality, we are in the clutch of that. In the clutch of that. No conception is better than erroneous conception. Proper conception is necessary. Truth is necessary. Vitality giving, and also fulfilling our purpose, the destination fulfillment, quite nice. Yare dekho dare kaho Krishna Hodish, Amar Agyan Kuru Haya Tahiri. Oh, you handful followers of mine, try courageously, ready for all dying to dissatisfaction. Ready for courageously, connect Krishna consciousness everywhere. No better engagement can ever be conceived than this. And it is for eternity in this world. all patients try to inject medicine. And that medicine and the food both cure the disease as well as supply the food, Krishna consciousness. So whomever you come across, talk about Krishna, nothing else. No time of leisure. Ki bhojani, ki shayani, ki ba jagaran. Whether you are awake or sleeping or drowsy or eating or lying. Constant attempt, continuous attempt for Krishna consciousness, to spread Krishna consciousness. It will save you that if disinfecting and if nourishing things not only help others but help you also at the same time. So no other engagement. Engage yourself fully in spreading Krishna consciousness, be in the midst of that. So that madly is gone. This is a single word. The whole Veda Upanishad is like cultivate about Krishna. Krishna reality, the beautiful reality, the divine law. And he is the real fulfillment. He is our Lord, Master, our home. Everything we can reach our heart of heart aspire after. That is that thing. So try to make yourself busy in transaction with that. In one word, Krishna, 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 Krishna Nama Krishna. Krishna, Sadbhakkan Varaiti Vidya. No other, No other rules, regulations, nothing necessary. Go on rationally or regularly. Anyhow, go on, push on with Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness. This deepest necessity of our heart. Brain energy all should be subservient to this heart, the operation of heart. This comes from the heart, and the brain and energy should be utilized to serve it. That heart of it, heart fulfillment of it. That is the best engagement here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaurav, Sadbhakkan Bhajan, Mada.
Oh, such a man. Pause.
Na Sankirtanam Param Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Let that go on victoriously here, Mahaprabhu's blessing. Here. Ketu Dharpanamar Janam Bhava Mahadavagnet Papana Sri Akkaitamachandika Vitarana. The gradual development, what we can get from Krishna Krishna Kirtan. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. The unlimited ananda, and that is also ever-increasing stage. Vrithivadam, though ever-increasing, still every point we find the fullest satisfaction. Purnam dasanam, sarvat musnapanam. And that ananda has no reaction. Other satisfaction has got some reaction, but this is not. Sarvatma snapanam, as much as engaged in tasting that divine blissfulness, Prasipadam Purna, he feels himself that he is being purified. Purified. Generally, our fulfillment, our feeding, brings some reaction in term. No hunger. It is not that. Sarvatma snapanam purifies not only him, but the environment and to the totality. The purification is to the totality, inner and outer, everywhere. Sattva Atma, Snapana. Sattva Atma, all souls, and the Sattva Atma, including one's own different frames of life, all purifier. Enjoyment is generally impure our mentality in this world, a reaction, but this is opposite. Sattva Atma, Snapana. Param Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Let with all success go on this flow of Krishna conscious preaching. This is Mahaprabhu's direction and the heartfelt desire. When he came as the relief work general, when he came, absolute came, as a general to find relief work here, his commanding tone was such, go on. And this is the result you will find by this Krishna Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Harsi Prabhu kahe suno sarv lam rai. Nam Sankirtan Kalup Kalup Param Upaya. When he was in the highest stage of tasting the highest leela of Radha Krishna, sometimes when he was wakeful to the interest of the public at large, he used to come. Oh, you Sarup Ram Rai, you Sarup, you Ram Rai. This Krishna Sankirtan is very efficient, very fruitful. Kali Kal, in this age of Kali, this produces very wonderful result, this Krishna Sankirtan. In this way, in trance, he began to describe the results of Krishna Sankirtan. Krishna, Krishna. God contribution and that abstract thing, God, where he lives, a remote connection with this world, with him, that is a matter of story and imagination, God, God, God. That's that God conception has come into such a reality that all others vanish. Everything vanished on the God consciousness. And that is in aprakita form. The God's closest connection with the lowest, that is Vrindavan. It is a very wonderful thing. Aprakita. Finite cannot approach infinite, but infinite is the approach of infinite with the finite to its extreme form, that is Vrindavan. When infinite is approaching to finite in its extreme form, that is Vrindavan. He has come so near to these so tiny substances, just like it being whipped. He is doing the service by carrying the shoe of the father. How closest he has come. The absolute has come to the extreme atom of relativity, so intensely, That is Vrindavan. While we get the absolute in our fist, Nanda-kima-kala-brahman-seva-mahudayam-yasodara. What wonderful process this Nanda and Yasoda, they followed, that they got Parabrahma within that fist in such a way, whatever they like they are doing that by him. How such closeness, intimacy can be acquired with impossible? Impossible has become possible. This is Vrindavan, where impossible has become possible. So, in the assembly of the great yogi, rishi, gyani, different type of experts in the religious or in the philosophical world, they are all stalwarts in different departments, leaders. In that assembly, all futile. But this is so successful that Paramparama has been come within the feast. Whatever they like, they are doing with that. How it is possible? That's wonderful. A means to end. Nandakima kalpa mansiva mahudaya yashodava mahabhava bahudashchastana Kampiti kathayat meshi kubhapatiti mayatu gopati tanayakunji gopapathuti vandha. Who has got everything in his possession, he is hunting after the girls of the gopi for their proficiency, for their satisfaction. What is this? Who will believe this? Whom shall I talk? Whom shall I talk? Kampati kathayati meshi. And who will believe? Is it non-believable, non-trustworthy? Such is possible. So near approach, so close connection we may have.